I invite you to stand if you are able for the reading of God's holy word. It is found in Luke, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 1. Jesus was telling them a parable about the need to continuously pray and not be discouraged. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him, asking, 'Give me justice in this case against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but finally said to himself, 'I don't fear God or respect people, but I will give this widow justice because she keeps bothering me. Otherwise, there will be no end to her coming here and embarrassing me.' The Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. Won't God provide justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he be slow to help them? I tell you, he will give them justice quickly, but when the human one comes, will he find faithfulness on earth?'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, it begins simple enough. We're told that there was once a woman, a widow, who, like so many vulnerable people, had been taken advantage of by someone who obviously had more power and influence than she had. But unlike others, this woman refused to give up. Day after day, probably week after week, she appeared before a judge pleading for justice that she deserved. And we're told, however, that this particular judge was a person who, quote, neither feared God nor respected people. So, day after day, he responded in the same way. He refused to help her. He refused to hear her request. But what the judge failed to understand was that this particular woman was more determined than he was stubborn. So she continued to show up. She continued to plead for the justice that she deserved. We have no idea how long she begged, pleaded, and basically made a general nuisance of herself. But what we do know is that her persistence eventually paid off. The day finally came when the judge just simply got sick and tired of her. And he decided that he would do what she wanted. Otherwise, he said, there's going to be no end to her coming here and embarrassing me. Now, if you could read the Greek, what you would learn was that what he actually said is, "I'll give her what she wants, or she's going to give me a black eye." That's pretty descriptive of what she was doing. Now, on the one hand, it's only natural to applaud the woman's persistence. She knew she'd been wronged. But she wasn't after revenge. She didn't want to get even. She simply wanted what was rightfully hers. But there's a problem. According to the beginning of the reading, Jesus was telling the disciples about their need to pray continuously. They needed to pray and not be discouraged. And with that being the case, and if the widow is the example of we're supposed to follow, then it makes me wonder, was Jesus telling them and us that we're supposed to, well, become a pain in God's side? Is he saying that we're supposed to continue harassing God until we get what we want? When God gets so tired of hearing us, that will be granted whatever it is we're praying for? Are our prayers meant to continue until, there's simply no other reason to go to God. Now, yeah, Jesus goes on to tell us that God is nothing like the judge. That God will hear our prayers and will quickly grant us the justice that we deserve. But has that always really been your experience? Let's be honest. There are times when even our most fervent prayers, I mean prayers for healing and for justice, for protection, for peace, they do go unanswered. And when that happens, when they go unanswered, when the suffering doesn't stop, when the injustices keep on, when the suffering has no end, how can we possibly cast God in the role of a just, compassionate, and loving judge? And no, when you're the one suffering, it is not helpful when some well-meaning Christian tells you you got your answer and it was no. No to peace? When thousands of people are dying? No to being compassionate? When someone needs a loving hand? But Jesus tells us that God will always be just and loving and answer our prayers. How can that be? I mean, I've wrestled with that question through the years. There have not only been tragedies and disappointments and seemingly unanswered prayers in my own life, but I've also had to stand beside others who were going through unspeakable pain. Those who were facing very traumatic moments in their lives. And the questions that are asked at that time, they're almost always the same. Doesn't God care? Isn't God listening? Why won't God answer? Now, those are painfully honest questions. And they deserve equally honest answers. And they're answers that I don't always have. I don't understand. But Christians, there is another equally painful question that we need to ask. That we need to answer if we're really going to ever understand this thing called prayer. It's a fairly simple question, but it's one that if we ask it and attempt to answer it, it's going to turn everything upside down. If we truthfully want the answer, it's going to turn an accusing finger right back at us. So what's the question? What if God isn't the widow? What if God is the widow and not the judge? What if God is the one who keeps knocking on the door, hoping that we'll soften our hearts and that we'll finally understand the injustices? What happens if God is knocking on the doors of our hearts and wants nothing more than for us to understand those things that are wounding God's very heart. Do you remember how Jesus described the judge? He said he was a person who neither feared God nor respected people. And as she reflected on those words, the Reverend Debbie Thomas wrote, "Can I honestly say that I never fit that description? Can I honestly profess that I'm never indifferent, irritable, closed off, or unsympathetic? Is it really the case that my heart is always open to the pain and brokenness of others? Don't I self-protect? Don't I police my borders quite compulsively? Don't I say, not my problem. Someone else will take care of it." If we are willing to place God in the role of the widow and ourselves in the role of the judge, then it becomes a little more clearer that this prayer thing is actually a two-way street. We have all been guilty of being the judge when God has made a request that we would rather not do. We've all turned the deaf ear. We've all pretended like we didn't understand. We've all tried to busy ourselves doing something else. And so, like the widow, God keeps pounding on the doors of our hearts, asking us to do what is right, what is just, what is good. And in our refusal to answer, we not only shut God out, we limit, if not totally eliminate, the possibility of God being able to communicate with us. How can there be peace when, in place of loving our enemies like Christ told us to, we draw boundaries that exclude rather than include? How can we maintain healthy bodies when we're filled with unhealthy activities? How can our faith become strong? How can it be a leading force in our lives when, in place of praying continually, in place of not becoming discouraged, our prayers are filled more with demands? How can prayer work when the only time we turn to God is when we want something or we need something? When something is happening that displeases us? Have you ever wondered what God was thinking between the crucifixion on Friday and the resurrection on Sunday? Have you ever wondered if God's holy heart was breaking? Holy Saturday. It had to have been a difficult time for God, because he watched as the disciples basically gave up on all Jesus had taught them. As far as they were concerned, everything they prayed for, everything they'd asked for, everything he had taught them in the last 3 years, it all died when he took his last breath on that cross. Yeah, they were gathered together in the room, but they were doing absolutely nothing. But there was a handful of women, and they continued to believe. Yeah, they knew he was dead, but they also knew that there was still some unfinished business that needed to be done. So while they embraced the apparent hopelessness of the situation, they continued to pray. They continued to prepare their lives to do what God had called them to do. And as meager as their plans were, it was a sign that they had not totally given up. That somewhere deep within their brokenness, they still believed the promise that God had made. At the end of today's parable, Jesus asks an important question. He says, when the human one comes, will he find faithfulness on earth? On Holy Saturday, I can't help but wonder if that wasn't the question on God's mind. In the sadness, the loneliness, the hurt and disappointment, God must have looked out and wondered, does anyone still believe? And it was that small group of women who were still listening despite the hopelessness, despite the fact it felt as if their prayers were not being answered. When the human one comes, will he find faith on earth? May we be like the women. May we continue to believe, continue to pray, continue to listen as God beats on the door of our hearts. To God be the glory, and all God's children say, amen.